Ottawa. The Supreme Court of Canada has agreed to hear an appeal from four pharmaceutical manufacturers, retailers or distributors trying to stop a proposed class action lawsuit by the British Columbia government. Sani's Health, Sandoz Canada and McKesson Canada, plus Shoppers Drug Mart, want the High Court to examine two lower court decisions that confirmed BC's right to pass legislation in 2018 that would allow recovery of opioid-related healthcare costs from companies. Section 11 of the Opioid Damages and Healthcare Costs Recovery Act allows BC to file a class action lawsuit against opioid providers on behalf of the federal government or any province or territory that paid to treat patients who took the drugs. Since then, Sani's, Sandoz, McKesson and Shoppers Drug Mart have lost cases in the BC Supreme Court and BC Court of Appeal as they argued Section 11 oversteps provincial authority and violated the Constitution. BC Attorney General Nikki Sharma said Thursday the province is prepared to meet the companies in the High Court. "I'm really proud of the victories we've had so far and we'll continue the challenge," Sharma said at the legislature. "We are doing everything we can to recover from those companies that are responsible, and that will mean also meeting them in court at the Supreme Court level." The act is modeled on similar BC legislation that forced cigarette companies to pay a portion of tobacco-related healthcare costs, and in 2005, Canada's highest court ruled that law was constitutionally valid. "I'm really proud of the work we're doing in BC," said Sharma. "We're leading the country when it comes to recovering costs from companies that have done harm to our citizens. We think these companies need to be held accountable for their actions and we're doing good work in BC about that and we'll continue it." A date for the hearing of the appeal has not been set, and as is customary with leave applications, the Supreme Court of Canada does not give reasons for its decisions. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 9, 2023. The Canadian Press.